living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. E tank it out of, let's hit your mind and thank you, big smile. I feel good. もしもし皆さん、ジョン先生です。What's up?
Everybody, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Today we're talking about another suffix that we use in Japanese. Now, this suffix is something that is completely and utterly unwanted. It's going to follow after a noun, so something like myself or an object. And what this particular suffix does is it indicates something that is either covered in something or it's usually something that is completely and utterly undesirable. The way I remember this is the idea of muddy shoes. I don't like muddy shoes. So when you go to Japan, you take your shoes off when you go inside the door to the genkan. That's the little spot where you take your shoes off. However, if you don't take your shoes off, that's really taboo. However, if you walk in with muddy shoes, that's even worse. And the word for mud is doro. However, when it's things covered in mud, you say doronko, like completely covered in mud. And for some reason, that in my head sounds like darake, which is what we're talking about today. But before we get too far along, make sure to give us a thumbs up, share us with your friends and family, or anyone that you know is learning Japanese. Or you can go say 5-star review and say nice things about me, because that makes me happy. And it makes it so you can get found better on the internets. So let me give you some examples of exactly how to use this darake, remembering that it means to be completely covered in something or it's something utterly undesirable. Okay, so let's jump right into it. So if I say, 弟は外でよく遊ぶので、かざぶただらけだ. So Kazabuta is scabs, like little tiny bruises. And so my little brother, ototo wa soto de, so soto de, the location of action is outside, yoku asobu no de, yoku is often or much, asobu no de, because he plays outside often, my little brother, kazabuta darake da. So he's completely covered in like little scabs and bruises. Now, this indicates that it is a negative meaning because I'm using darake and the fact that he's covered in something as well. So he's covered in this case, just like that little, you know, that redhead kid that you see in, you know, old American comic books that's just, you know, covered in bruises and scars. I don't know why it's always a redhead kid. Regardless, let's jump onto another one. So if I say something along the lines of,
Dōryō to kaiwa ga kikimichigai darake de,
So if I say, Dōryō is a coworker, and I's conversations are filled with listening errors, and so nothing really listening errors, sorry, kikimachigai, the kikimachigai darake. So that basically, whenever we talk, we really kind of just end up missing each other and what we're trying to say to each other. So we really don't have that great of a relationship. That term I'm using there, kamiyawai, kamiyawanai, is basically like we don't get along that great. Kami is like almost like a cavity. Kamiyawanai is basically you don't get along very well. So it's nothing but listening ears, nothing but missing each other in conversation. Now, you're rarely going to hear this darake in a positive context because, again, it's like dirty shoes. It's completely just ruined something. Do try to use this. Try to matsugai darake, get covered in mistakes so you can hurry up and become fluent. And remember, I'll catch you tomorrow. Until then, Johnny. Bye-bye. Gotta punch in, get to work, sumi masen. Chotto matte, kudasai, nampa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. I say facts. I like that.